This is Twit.
Let's talk a little bit about Zillow, which is not a topic I thought would come up on this show. But hey, here we are. Zillow is apparently ending its home buying business, which is a business that it, from my understanding, and I hadn't been following this until this news broke, but it's kind of interesting. They were buying up properties all over the country or the world. I'm not really quite sure, but they were using their AI system to help them to identify properties that they could buy. Basically fix and flip, right? Buy up the properties, flip it. Yes, they would make a profit, but Zillow would really earn a 5% convenience fee on the deal that came out of that. And they're now saying that they're getting out of that. They're going to end up losing somewhere in the realm of, you know, $500 million in the process. They're selling off the properties that they do have.
Serves
they said they're
them right.
Their AI miscalculated on both sides of the equation, both on what is a good price to buy and then what is the potential of the future sale. It's just so volatile and so unpredictable that apparently their systems, you know, did not work in this case. They pitched 7,000 of their homes to institutional investors. And I thought this was interesting. I think maybe you placed this in here, Jeff, but I had read a little bit about this too, that there were some TikTok videos that were kind of on the, you know, trying to like understand exactly what this whole Zillow thing was. And you posted this in here, so maybe you can give it an explanation, but it's
I didn't realize TikTok was doing this. And what shocks me about it is that it's a tremendous conflict of interest, because TikTok Zillow,
right,
is the service that people use now as much as anything to find out the value of homes. So they can, and that's something that they make up out of the air based on comps, but they can adjust that one way or the other, and then they can have an impact on the market. The market
Zestimate.
In which they're buying and they're a participant. So that's pretty yucky. So there's a guy who's been a real estate agent for 11 years who put up a video saying, here's what could go wrong with this for the market. So I don't know if you want to play a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And if we can't play it, it's just that Twitter link that's below the story, line 42, John. But I mean, yeah, if we can't play it, I mean, it's essentially he's talking about Zillow, you know, finding a whole group of properties in a particular region, in a right. particular area, buying them all up, selling.
Let's say they buy them for $300,000.
Oh, right. Here it is. This guy does a good job.
Yeah, he does a really good job.
Everybody knew of to look for houses. And everybody goes on there and searches for houses when they're bored and stuff. And so that company, they just sit back and they just collect all the data. They just know what zip code is looking at what zip code and how much those people can afford. Everyone's looking at this one zip code. Everybody seems to be able to afford this certain amount. And let's say that billion-dollar company uses that information to go into that zip code and start purchasing houses. Because the people that are selling their houses, even though they sell it for a little bit less sometimes than what the home could actually be worth, and they pay these high fees to this billion-dollar company, it's a convenience factor. So this company's scooping up houses less than what they actually could cost. And let's say that company, excuse me, Canoe, that company buys 30 homes within a two-mile yeah. radius. And let's say the price is $300,000. So they buy all of these homes for $300,000. And then on the 31st home, they buy it for $340,000, even though they know all of the comps, because most people have to get a loan. And if you get a loan, you have to get an appraisal, which means the appraiser is going to look at what homes have sold in the area for that size and that price per square foot. So they're paying cash. They don't need an appraisal. Why would they pay $340,000 for this 31st home whenever they've only paid $300,000 for these others? Well, what that just did is create a new comp. So when they go to sell these other 30 homes, that extra $40,000 that you could say this one sold for $340,000 just made them $1.2 million off that one neighborhood. Because they know from their research how much people can afford in that
power
zip code.
Of the comp.
Weird. And let's say that then they're going to come in. They bought that home at $340,000 that still needs work. So they're going to come in and do their good old paint, spackle, and change the carpet and call it a remodel. So now we can sell them for $360,000, because we know off of our data that's how much people can afford. Wouldn't that be weird if a company did that? And then say that this company also starts letting you use their own lenders and their own title and escrow company, and makes you write your contract on their.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
It goes on, it goes on.
It's really well explained, I thought.
Yeah, and, super and well just, explained.
It's exactly what happened to with the LIBOR scandal back in 2012 or so. I mean, that is, which is, hey, we have insider knowledge. We're going to use that to set up a basic comp price, and then we're going to benefit off of that. Repeat.
Oh, so such a scheme. Yeah.
I heard they did it badly. They're like Trump owning a casino. Only he could lose money owning a casino. And so they owned ends of the market, and they had AI to know what was going on, and they screwed it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's obviously not working for them. They're getting out. But I mean, this TikTok video, I mean, okay. It's brilliant, brilliantly laid out. Is that exactly what's happening here, though, or is that just his theory?
Well, there's two things happening. They're in trouble from the TikTok video did influence people to look at what they're doing, but their AI also, because of the current craziness in the housing market, suddenly they're like, oh, we did not account for this in the algorithm. Right. Opendoor, is it Opendoor? Is that there's another real estate company that just did the same thing because they were like, oh, crikey. Yes. Mm-hmm. they just had to lay off people and
it affects people's lives in their houses. Their stock fell from 105 last Friday to 65 today.
Yeah.
Couldn't Big happen time. To a nicer scam.
Big I heard time. A little bit about this, you know, a handful of months ago. Some people back east, especially in the Atlanta area, in those suburbs there. People were
that is a popular place offers. The institutions. Mm-hmm.
People were getting offers on their home, and everybody was basically trying to encourage each other to push back, say, don't take the offer. This is how people of color are losing the ability of owning homes, because it's not like a lot of us own homes anyway. You own a home. Stop just giving it away and just sort of selling out. And that was the big push that I heard about it. It was all from Zillow coming in, writing big checks, and everybody was saying, no, don't take the check. That's all I heard about it back then.
It's not just Zillow. There's actually a lot of private equity firms are now, there's a company called Homes of America Homes, and then Invitation Homes. And those are
Invitation Homes. Back. That was the other one.
Yeah. They come in and buy single family starter homes as an investment. What they're trying to do is basically generate a portfolio of consistent revenue generation, like monthly revenue generation from the rent payments. Rentals. Plus they own the underlying asset. Yep. And from there they can, you know, securitize it or do whatever they want. So that's what's happening. Zillow, and that's a slightly different thing, but a lot of people, it correlated as the same. But those people will continue to own the homes as an asset, whereas the Zillow people are trying to make money on the commissions and kind of flip the homes for the most part. Mm. I don't think they're seeking to own the homes over the long term.
Just flip.
But either way, both are a tool for gentrification, and both are
right. Oh yeah,
helping push the cost of single family affordable, like starter style homes, up in markets. And there's the Atlantic did a good look at it, where they were like, "This isn't so bad," because they looked at like the absolute number of homes that were being purchased, but they didn't look at the type of homes, and so it's. It's a very controversial thing, I would say, especially as we're seeing kind of a home shortage. And as Ant mentioned, it is a tool for gentrification.
Yeah, when in Charlotte, there was, you know, within the last 10 years, there was a couple of different neighborhoods that I can remember looking at that was considered the hood, in air quotes. But now you go there, you better have a couple million in the bank if you want to live there. Because people went in and bought up those hood-tastic homes or single-family homes and destroyed them and pushed everybody out of that area. And it doesn't look the same as it did 10 years ago.
Built their McMansions.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Wow. And then I'm curious what happens. So let's say Zillow moves into a neighborhood and buys up all these homes and then starts creating the new comps by selling them for way more and does this with the entire neighborhood. I mean, that was a manufactured inflation of the price at a yes. wide scale that covers a large geographic area. Once Zillow is done, does that ever come back down to earth or does it stay up there? Has Zillow driven it up permanently?
Well, that's the 2008 financial crisis in Las Vegas.
Precisely.
Or Phoenix. Right. Eventually, right now, that I would be interested to see if anyone in Vegas or Phoenix, is your home back above water?
Right.
That was caused by cheap financing, but this is basically caused by overinflated valuations.
Yeah.
Which could lead.
I think there's got to be an investigation.
Absolutely.
You want to investigate an algorithm? Investigate, that is to say, the output of it. Were there any patterns once they went into this business? Was there any pattern of actual sale versus Zillow price comp? Because it's not just a comp. That's the issue. The comp is the actual sale of a nearby house. But yeah, Zillow, of course, gives you a projected price of your house.
They've got the stockpile. And they're saying, and this stockpile is actually worth this, not this. Well,
they could do two things. It's worth one this. Is they could undercut the price if they're in the market to buy, and they could say, well, no, your house is only worth $280.
Right.
But that's it, right? Or they can inflate it when they're in the market to sell because they can get off from both ends of it.
Hold on, though, because what happens is when you do, unless this is all cash. So if this is all cash and you're buying a house with cash, go you. But if you're going to seek a loan, what will happen is, this actually happened to us here, the person who's giving you your loan is going to come in and send out their own person to value the house and do an estimate. And then if that estimate is
that's
not
what I would
in line,
hope.
Then you can't get financing.
Right. But what I'm saying, Stacey, is you could have an impact on the actual sales by people's impressions one way or the other.
Yeah, most people know that those estimates are whatever, pretty inflated.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk to anybody about their value of the, you know, oh, Zillow doesn't have it. It's either too high, your TCAT or your county assessor has it too high, and they usually have it too low, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, fascinating story. That who would have thought that we'd have an AI ethical tech regulation story out of Zillow?
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't see that coming, sir.
Very interesting.